We're coming up on 365. Remember those 14, 15 days we're supposed to chill? It's coming up on a year in a couple days. Yeah, 15 days. Go fuck yourself, Fauci and Gates and all you liars, including the White House who lied to us, the White House Coronavirus Task Force. You guys are down at CPAC wheeling around a golden calf. Okay. Who put the masks on us? Who locked us in our home? Guys, short memories down there. Short memories down there. I've told people before, take a step back and look at who got you here, how we got here, who was in office, and again, tell me that there's not one party in D.C., not two. Go ahead. Good luck trying to convince me. You have no friends in Washington, folks. You never did. Wake up, save your money, provide for your family, chart a sensible course based on truth for your family. Don't underwrite these idiots anymore. They don't care about you. They never did. Wake up. You're buying into a Hollywood hype. You're buying into paid propagandists, etc. Influencers who are paid to fucking mislead you and promote this comic book superhero bullshit. Where has it gotten you? Take a step back. Look at your lives. Where has it gotten you? Okay, how about some Freddie King going down? Freddie King? We want to play Freddie King? Yeah, why not? I like Freddie King. Is this why the new COVID cases are crashing? The scary red numbers are all going down. Check any newspaper or COVID tracking website you want. Cases, deaths, hospitalizations, they're all going down sharply and have been for weeks, especially in the U.S. and U.K. So why would that be? Pundits across the media, the entire world have made suggestions from vaccines to lockdowns. That doesn't make any sense. Not enough people have gotten vaccine for it to fucking crash. On lockdowns, they don't work. It's been proven. Proven they don't work. It's definitely not vaccines either. Which is an assumption most people would make, you know. And snake oil salesmen like Gates and Fauci will try to sell that, but that doesn't make any sense. In fact, the vaccines is an assumption most people would make and would be encouraged to make by the talking heads and the media experts and the medical frauds that we have to listen to every day, the medical talking heads in the government. That's just not the case. The decline started in mid-January, far too early for any vaccination program to have any effect. Further, the drop is happening simultaneously in different countries all around the world, and not every country is vaccinating at the same rate or even using the same vaccine. So, no, the vaccines are not causing the drop. It's not the lockdown either, as we found out that doesn't work. Look at the difference between California and Florida. In fact, the blaring propaganda stating that all the various government-imposed house arrests and distancing measures have finally had an impact, that's not the case either. We've talked about that many times on here. Look what happened in Sweden. Doesn't make any sense. When you put the results in the U.S. up against Sweden. Sweden famously never locked anyone down at all. Yet their cases and COVID-related deaths have been dropping exactly in parallel with the United Kingdom, which has everybody locked up. Can't even leave the fucking house. Can't even leave the flat. Clearly, if countries that never locked down anyone are also seeing declines in case numbers, the lockdowns cannot be causing them. So what is it? It's the fucking PCR test guidelines. We talked about that before. They rigged the PCR test guidelines, Fauci and his friends. And then after Biden was inaugurated, the World Health Organization is going to back off on that now. They're going to bring down, lower the level. So there's less COVID cases. And it's magically, Joe magically fucking cured COVID, et cetera. But they had those numbers jacked up during Trump. See how they do these things? On January 13th, just a week before Biden's inauguration, the shit went down. WHO published a memo regarding the problem of asymptomatic cases being discovered by PCR tests and suggesting any asymptomatic positive test results be repeated. But experts talked about this for almost 6-7 months before it happened, that this needed to be done. But they didn't do it. So they kept the numbers high to make it look like this was really a pandemic. It never was a fucking pandemic. Give me a break. It's a scamdemic. That's why you're seeing, quote unquote, you're seeing a decline in COVID cases and a decrease in COVID deaths, right? On the stat sheet. They were never there to begin with. It was all fucking bogus. It's not a decline. You can't have a decline in COVID cases and a decrease in COVID deaths when the cases never existed in the first place. But you manufactured the cases. What you're seeing, folks, is a decline in perfectly healthy people being labeled COVID cases based on false positives, fake science, junk science from a rigged testing process that was rigged. They knew it was rigged. Fauci and his friends rigged it to sell this bullshit to the media, to drive the fear bus, to scare you. It's a scheme. They should all be locked the fuck up. That's what happened. It was a scheme, as we said. And we said along every step of the way on this show that this was the way it was playing out. We had VM. VM said this a year ago, that this was all a fucking scheme. A year ago, we had Maria Albanese. We had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We had Dr. Judy Mikovits 3 times. Bobby Kennedy 2 or 3 times. I can't remember. It's coming back on in a couple days. We had the professor, Tim Shea. We had a bunch of people behind the scenes helping us that didn't want to be identified saying, this is bullshit. And these are heavyweights, man. These are fucking real scientists, not these made-for-TV weirdos, frauds and puppets like Fauci. And Gates, it's all bullshit. They fucking, what's going down, besides Bruce's blood alcohol level, what's going down is the fact that this scheme is coming unraveled. And it worked. It worked. It was a global scheme, and they shoved it down your throat, and look, you're still locked in your fucking house, and you're wearing a diaper on your face. Figure that out. What? I don't even remember what song we started out with. Oh, we started out with some Merle Haggard, didn't we? Merle Haggard? Or Johnny Cash? I can't remember. I don't know. But we are appreciative of the folks. We talked about Dire Straits. We talked about Mark Knopfler with Chet Atkins. So we're going to go with maybe a little Walk of Life, Dire Straits. Let me tell you about our Walk of Life. On patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com/TruePundit. We wouldn't even be able to be here was it for the folks supporting us on there. And we're building something good on there, and we're going to expand on it, and I can't say too much about it. But you have to stick your head in to find out what's going on, because we can't talk out in the open anymore about good stuff. That's why we've gone to build our own mousetrap to replace social media. Can't say anything on social media. Any social media. It's not worth it. You're going to have to support your truth tellers out here. You're going to have to do that if you want them to be around. And that includes us. And we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit who get access to the video podcast, the Pain of the Morning, Pain After Dark, and everything else. All the byproducts that comes with sticking your head in and supporting us and joining up. The ability to get intel you can't get anywhere else. As simple as that. It's plain and simple. And we've our track record since I came back into journalism for the last 5 years has been pristine. We haven't been wrong about anything as far as I'm concerned. The major stuff we nail months, weeks, years ahead. And if you want to make an investment in that so you can chart a course for your family like I talked about and your loved ones, it's a good place to be. And I'm working harder than I ever have. We're working 7 days a week here to keep our community happy and our subscribers happy, and I think they are overall. And some people have left, and they've said, I'm only leaving because of money. I'm coming back. But things are tight. We understand that. So that's why we have different levels for different folks. Patreon.com/truepundit. Subscribestar.com/truepundit. We're not funded by millionaires or billionaires, folks. We're funded by you and it shows, and we're interested in working for you and not for these fucking people who are screwing up our country, by the way, and have already screwed it up. And so we appreciate that. You join us on our walk of life through here, and we'll try to give you as much intelligence and as much truth as we can provide so that your walk of life is done on a factual basis where you can make decisions based on facts and truth and not have your decisions fall apart and crumble because they were built on bullshit. You can't build and make good decisions on propaganda and lies. Simple as that. You're at a massive disadvantage if you're listening to the people who've been lying to you for 4 years and they keep making excuses about, oh, well, this didn't come true because of X, Y, and Z, and it's going to come true later. Blah, 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 blah. It's not coming true, folks. You've been played. You've been lied to. It's time to wise up. If you don't use us, find somebody else as well who's telling you the truth. Maybe use a hybrid, a number of different people that you support. And I think you'll find that making that kind of change will go a long way in your life. For that, for you and your loved ones, don't be sheep out there, folks. These liars, these dopes want you to be sheep. Sheep get slaughtered. Be a leader. Be smart. Think outside the box. Be different. That's how you're going to survive. See you guys tomorrow. Take care and God bless you.